just felt this really appropriate. We're just about, 8 days away from the beginning of the semiannual training. And so just had some feeling to share a little bit, some practical points on gaining more from the semiannual trainings. You know, actually this training marks the completion of 40 years of semiannual trainings, beginning with Brother Lee's opening up of the Book of Romans in December of 1974. So that's quite a period of, you might say, a lot would pass through. It made me think of the children of Israel's 40 years in the wilderness, right? They went through quite a time. But, you know, after that, before they were to go into the good land, there was a Deuteronomy. There was a kind of a little re-speaking to prepare them. And I felt like maybe we need a little refreshment. I was just, the word that was coming to me is in Hebrews 5:11. And you might be familiar with that, is Brother Paul was talking to the Hebrew believers. I just read this to you. And his concern was that he had a lot to say. And the problem he had was is their ability to read. It says this, as he was coming, trying to bring them on to maturity, and he was talking about the higher ministry of Melchizedek. He says, prior verses, being addressed by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, concerning whom we have much to say, that is also difficult to interpret, since you have become dull of hearing. And so the hardship that we have, and I think Brother Ron often kind of touches this, or even Ed, is that we're not. It's good for us to have a review. You know, says brothers, this is not a review. This is a fresh opening of the Lord's Word. Yeah. You know, I think it's so good that the brothers are covering this again. You know, it's like if that's where we're at, then we're not gonna get that much from the training. So I was just reflecting, and not just for your benefit, but for my own. How could we be delivered from the peril of becoming dull of hearing? You know, so good. Now, coming to my, 65th training or whatever it is. Some of it, you know, actually there's been now 81 semiannual trainings. Because in 1975 there were three. So, because Brother Lee did John in Washington, D.C. in 75. But other than that, there's been two semiannual trainings. Consider, over 80 trainings. So, I mean, that's a lot of speaking. So I was just considering in three stages. First is before the training. That's why I felt like it's good to give this like a week in advance. If it was shared next week, I think it'd be too close to the beginning. It wouldn't give us adequate time. And the second thing is during the training. And then finally is after the training. And first, I just felt like probably the most thing important is this time before the training. At the end of the year, it's always good to be reflecting before the Lord and having some particular dealings with the Lord. But I was just reminded of these verses in Matthew 5, 3 through 8. So A, let's just read this. Deal with our inner being. Deal with our spirit and heart through prayer with confession. In Matthew 5, 3 and 8, you have these two particular aspects of the kingdom's constitution. Concerning the nature of the kingdom people, first is that they are poor in spirit, and second, that they're pure in heart. Of course, there's many other aspects, but poor in spirit doesn't mean you have a poor spirit. It has to do with us being emptied and unloaded. In the case of the Jews, is all the Judaistic baggage they had made it very difficult for them to receive anything new concerning God's testament economy. So for them, it was a matter of being emptying out of the old things. We'll get to that. Let's just read on. I'll cover that in point two or three. Sisters.
Paul could not speak freely to the Hebrew believers because they had become dull of hearing.
As we come to the training, we don't want to be those that are dull of hearing. This is difficult. This is a big loss to us. And it makes it very hard for the speaking spirit. And I would say, especially to those of us who go to the trainings live, but actually in every one of the webcasts, it should be the same. How much the can be dispensed really depends not, it's not the speaker at the podium. Actually, that speaker may be fighting a battle to fight through to be able to release something. So anyway, we don't want to be the obstacle to the speaking spirit. We want to be, I think I've heard it said that it was Brother Lee or something that said, it's easy to cook on a hot flame. You know what I mean? If you have something, some food you want to serve, if the spirit is burning and exercise, it makes it a lot easier to do the good cooking to release the word. Okay, brothers, two. If our ears are dull and cannot hear, then we cannot see. The Lord always wants to open our ears to hear His voice. Okay, this comes out of a footnote on Revelation 2:7. Of course, we know in every one of the letters to the seven churches, in those first epistles 2 and 3, it concludes with this kind of a word, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is speaking to the churches. And how we hear depends upon whether we would be the overcoming ones or not. If we wouldn't have the ears, surely we wouldn't be those overcoming those things that the apostle was, or the Lord was touching. So we need to have the Lord's dealing that our ears would not be dull. So in Isaiah 6, he was talking to the Jews and he's saying, you know, talking about them becoming dull, they couldn't see, they couldn't hear, you know, and it was a kind of rebuke of the prophet, the Lord through the prophet. But then this positive point, the Lord wants to open our ears to hear His voice. So we have, in contrast to the dullness of the Jews, you have the openness of the prophet who is a, typifies Christ, who should also be the pattern for us. Amen. Of course, we know those verses in Isaiah 50 where, you know, it was saying, the Lord has given me the tongue of the instructed to sustain the weary with the word. It says, He awakens my ear morning by morning to hear as an instructed one. And the Lord Jehovah has opened my ear and I was not rebellious. So this is a crucial word. So it's actually very good. For sake of time, I won't read the whole footnote. But Revelation 2:7 on this matter of he who has an ear is worthy of reading and praying over. That's where these verses are from. Okay, now sisters, three.
Pray to be emptied in our spirit, not holding on to the old things, our old knowledge of the word, but unloaded to receive the new things, the Lord's present speaking and revelation, so that we may receive His fresh dispensing.
Okay, so our spirit is the receiving organ, but it's possible that we could be filled up. There's, you know, if I have the glass here, if there's stuff in that glass, it may be the right vessel for receiving, but if it's full, it's going to be hard to put anything in. And, you know, if the brothers are speaking and say, yeah, I know that. I heard that in the conference in 1966, in 1973, and this and that. And, yeah, that's great, but this is 2014, and the Lord wants to speak a fresh word, and you're reflecting on how wonderful the conference was 35 years ago, then you miss out on the Lord's up to speaking. So Jews, it was their old knowledge, their things concerning the law. With us, it could be, I read all the life studies, and I know all this. Well, thank the Lord for the life studies, but what about the Lord's instant speaking today? Lord, make me emptied and open. Amen. So anyway, then brothers four. Pray to be purified and single in our heart so that we can see the divine revelation and so that the Lord's word can take root, grow, and bear fruit. So our spirit is the place that we can contact and receive, but our heart is the place for the word to grow and take root. So you can see, and so if the danger is, is if we're distracted or preoccupied in one way or the other, our heart may, the Lord, we couldn't, nothing could penetrate in, so nothing can take root downward either, you see. So you have these kind of two conditions. In Matthew 5:8 it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When our heart is purified, we need our heart to be simplified. Sometimes we're just occupied in one way or the other. And so because of that, our heart is not single. And so then it's hard to see the divine revelation, and it's hard for the word to take root. So the context here, you know, Isaiah 6, we mentioned above about dull of hearing, is mentioned again in Matthew 13. Because the Lord spoke these things, you know, concerning the kingdom of the heavens, but the Jews, they couldn't pick it up. Their heart wasn't right. So then the Lord took his disciples apart and talked to them about the different kinds of heart, right? So, but he quoted from Isaiah 6 about the dullness and the ears becoming heavy, the eyes becoming, you know, closed. Anyway, we don't want that to be our condition. So may the Lord grant us all mercy to deal with our inner being so that our face would be unveiled. Anyway, okay, then B, to read the Word, okay? Pre-read the book being covered in the training. First part of Exodus. So we don't know exactly. I haven't seen the outlines. Maybe some have. But anyway, we do know at least that they'll probably cover the first half. It's hard to say how much will be covered. But it's good to read the Word. So I was just reminded in Isaiah, it talks about reading the Word in Acts 17 about the noble Bereans. I mentioned this, I think, last week or the last time we shared, about their examining the Scriptures to see if the things were so. You know, a lot of light comes by seeing the kind of the view from the Word itself. If we don't open the Word, if we say, yeah, that's right, amen to the brothers, but we never open the Word, it will be hard for us to really be properly enlightened. So it's good to be, at least to read through in advance, to read through. So we'd encourage you again, you have a week, it's not that hard to read through 15 or so chapters. Some of the chapters are not that long, just to read through and become familiar with it. Okay, and then C together. Pray for a door for the Word. Bind Satan's occupation and devilish blinding. Okay, in Colossians 4, when Paul was at the end, when he was praying, he said, persevere in prayer, watching in it. And then he says, pray for, what does it say? For an open door, for a door for the Word, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So the problem being is sometimes the Lord wants to speak, but there's no door. There's no entrance into our being. So we need to pray for ourselves, for the whole congregation of the saints. So I believe Tuesday night, please join us to pray, or at least pray in your homes for an opening of the door for the Word. This is a crucial matter. Satan will do anything to discount. We should get this amount, but we only get half as much. So it's not to say that if you're new in the church life and you say, oh, this is way over my head, that's okay. If your city is to get a cup full of the Lord speaking, we want you to get the full cup. If you only get half the cup, then that was Satan's cheating. You see what I'm saying? So Satan will do anything. I tell a funny little story. One of my own little fightings is when I was a young person in the church in Long Beach, the brothers did the seating arrangements for the meetings. And we were single at that time. And the sovereignly, I don't know how it was, the brothers had Luann sitting right in front of me when I was a single brother. So I had to fight the whole training to stay in my spirit. You know what I mean? It wasn't a bad thing. It's not like, you know, I mean, it could be your job. You have a client that's giving you a hassle. I mean, it could be the kids or say it could be just something good. You know, I mean, she's in the training, I'm in the training, but you know what I mean? It's your mind could be distracted by something. You see what I'm saying? So the enemy is always waiting to do something tricky to discount our receiving of the Word, get our mind going off in different directions. So anyway, we need to fight for yourselves, fight for one another. Okay. So this is good leading up to the training. Then, okay, two, during the training. And A, continue in the exercise of Roman numeral 1, A through C. That's not just before the training. Even every meeting, we need to pray, Lord, it's the sixth message, and Lord, I'm getting worn out. You see what I'm saying? Lord, I'm not receiving that much. So we need to keep praying. Okay, then B, sisters.
Try to stay open, unveiled, and alert. Avoid things that will occupy our heart or tire our body.
Okay, I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't necessarily have as much as I did physically as when I was a teenager going to the ministry meetings. So some of us, we kind of nodding off in the meetings, right? We don't want to, but we do. So I just was encourage you, this is very practical. Take naps in the afternoons whenever possible. You know, part of our training culture, for those of you who are new among us, you may not realize that, but since the beginning of the semi-annual trainings, there was always a rest time. And there was this quiet time between whatever it is, 2 and 3 or something like that. No phone calls and this and that. Well, why? Because Brother Lee was so burdened. Oh, he would take a nap. And he was encouraging us because, you know, you're having all this special fellowship all afternoon long. Then you come to the meetings and you're just nodding off. So it was supposed to be this kind of quiet time. So anyway, even this isn't so spiritual in one sense, but to be disciplined to, you know, if you have to work, Lord cover, you know, the saints that are part-time and have limitations. But we're talking about the whole corporate benefit of the training. So try to, you know, lay down for at least a half an hour. Even if you can't sleep, close your eyes. It'll refresh you. Anyway, brothers, too, avoid unnecessary talk and media distractions. Okay, why I say that is, okay, so you go flipping through and, you know, it's like on your way to a meeting and you get this email about something that's so, you know, disturbing, and then the whole meeting you're just thinking about whatever it was. I think Brother Lee would avoid opening mail or doing stuff before going to share because he was afraid it would affect his speaking spirit. So, and in fact, the brothers, it's in the training regulations, but a lot of times we don't listen to the training regulations. We just are nodding off when Bob Danker gets up at the podium. Anyway, so the point is that, you know, he says, try to keep focused on what's in the training. So remind ourselves, it's not a small thing. Actually, one little thing can take you out for half a training. You know what I mean? So avoid, maybe it's somebody tells you something and they get going gossiping about something or other, and now you're distracted every time you think about what they told you, and you should be hearing the message and you're hearing something else. Okay, Satan is just waiting. So avoid unnecessary talks. It's good to, you know, it doesn't mean you can't greet a brother. I haven't seen you for, been, you know, quite a while. So good to see you at the semi-annual. I mean, you know, you're not a, you know, a machine, but I mean, it can be warm to one another. You know, it doesn't mean just amen, brother. You know what I mean? And just, you know, we can be, you know, human, but to get gone, you know, this and that, you know, we used to be in the same locality 20 years ago, and how's so-and-so doing? How's this and how's that? And then say, oh, really? Did that really happen? I didn't know that. You know what I mean? And then you go off for an hour talking about problems in a local church you were in 20 years ago, and you know, you're all preoccupied. That it's very possible to do that. Especially you see saints you haven't seen for 10 years and they strike up a conversation. So all those things, the enemy is just lurking, waiting to get your mind going. So then you're sitting in the message and listening, thinking about what the person told you on the break about something that's totally irrelevant to the training. Okay, C. Go to the meetings in what? An exercised way. Okay, one, sisters.
Go to the meetings early.
Okay, saints, this should not just be the trainings, but we need to remind ourselves, this is a training. So go to the meetings early. Okay, brothers, go praying, pray reading, singing, and speaking. Of course, it kind of helps if you're in the car with a few saints. You can kind of help one another to exercise the spirit. But even if you're by yourself, still, and you're going to the webcast, you can still do something to exercise your spirit. Call on the Lord some. Okay, D together. After the meeting, take time to pray into the burden of each message, giving particular attention to the points of the message that the Lord touched us on. Okay, there's one thing about studying the message to pick up the points and you look up the verse references. There's another thing about the instant speaking of the Spirit. Let's say you sat in the meeting, you came home, and you got a snack, and then you forgot all about the outline, put it, you know, then you're going to come back the next day and we're studying it. But there might have been a point or a couple of points that the Lord touched us on through the speaking. And if we would take that to the Lord for 15 minutes after the meeting and pray over that point, then that instant speaking would become wrought into you. It's not the same coming back the next day or the next week. Anyway, all right, then E. Participate in group study times as much as possible. Now, across the board, there's different situations, part-time, shared seats, some are working. But in general, it's good to have some group study. Remember when Brother Lee talked about the way to get into the messages that he'd released? PSRP, for example. You can't PSRP by yourself. He says it's better to do this in groups of 8 to 10 or something. You know, anyway, the group study times are very important. So if you can make it, even if you can only make it twice during the training because you had to work or whatever, still, we'll have study times at our home every morning at the scheduled time from 9 to 12. So if you can come, come. If you're going to Anaheim, for example, brothers, go. And dive into it, okay? Whatever you can do. Okay, first, what? One, pray, read the key verses. Okay, we need to enter in and touch the Spirit in the Word. So it's not just a mental exercise. We need to touch the Spirit. Okay, two, sisters.
Read the study questions and then study the messages with a view to answering them.
Okay, there's a burden in that message, and the brothers are trying to convey that. We need to do our best to enter into it. So you don't want to miss the forest for the trees. You got a bunch of points, but you didn't really see and pick up the burden of that message. Okay, brothers, three. Speak back the key points of the messages and prophesy with what the Lord touched us with and exercise spirit. Okay, so it's good for everyone to kind of enter in, to speak. We have a little prophesying time. You know, we all kind of participate as best we can in the study time. Okay, then lastly, after the training, sisters.
Spend time with the Lord to prayerfully review the fresh speaking received during the training.
You know, we've had a habit over the last number of years, Irvine, and we don't just immediately jump back into the whatever the next morning revival is. We try to give the saints about a week to go over, and it doesn't mean you can go over that. We'll have, what is it, 3 months to go through all of these, because we have at least two revival books. What is it, 6 weeks in each one. But it's good to go back, and if you were there in the meetings, to kind of go over and review. I consider it like gathering the 12 baskets full. You know what I mean? You don't want to leave them on the ground. The Lord said, pick them up. And he counted, there was baskets left over. There's something the Lord ministered, and we want to gather that in. Okay, sisters B. Okay, so saints, after the training, just so you know, the $1 downloads come very quickly. So they're on LSM webcast. You don't even have to order it from Living Stream. You just, you know, just download and put it on your MP3 player, plug it into your audio aux cable in your car, and listen to it on the way to work or whatever. Anyway, so I know some will have to do babysitting, and there's going to be some limitations, but try to just, the Lord's blessing will be there. Try to stay into it as much as you can, and we'll have a couple of times right after the training. Of course, we immediately overflow. We give you a week to kind of go over it, to kind of bring forth those gems that the Lord gave you. So anyway, this is especially for those that are newer among us. Hopefully, this is a good refreshment as we go into our 41st year of semi-annual trainings. Hopefully, we would have a new beginning. With a new receiving, and rather than being dull of hearing, we would be those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit's speaking to the churches. Okay, maybe I'll stop here.